The ACGC Chargers were able to start off postseason softball coverage with a ball game to remember. ACGC was able to dish the game into 8 innings and on 2 overthrows earned the 4-3 win to beat West Central Valley. Scoring started the first inning of action after West Central Valley left a runner stranded at the top of the first inning. ACGC put the first knock on the scoreboard after Reagan Carney earned a walk that was followed by a hit by Emerson Van Meter to lead to an overthrow and give Carney good positioning at third to then rush home and score the lone run on the scoreboard for a 1-0 lead at the end of the first inning. At the top of the second inning, the Wildcats started off with a walk to put Lillian Gilbert on the bases with no outs. After Spechinger hit into a ground out to advance Gilbert to second, it was off to pitcher Grace Beckwell, who hit a single and put runners at the corners. Anna Burns went on to hit a sac fly to score Gilbert from third and tie the ballgame at 1-1, heading into the bottom of the second. ACGC would leave a runner stranded to finish the bottom of the second after Becca Littler walked and the Wildcats retired the side. Neither team would go on to score until the top of the sixth inning. In that frame, West Central Valley would leave 2 runners on base, while ACGC left 6 batters stranded with 2 singles from Mercedes Richter, while Jenna Rowley also earned 1 single through the frame. West Central Valley would finally bring a lead change to the game after Malia Spechinger hit a single to mark the first of the series for her against ACGC and started a little rally. After Beckwell was able to reach on an error, that put runners on first and second with no outs. Once again, Anna Burns came up to the plate and came in clutch with a deep single to score both Spechinger and Blackwell to gain the 3-1 advantage going into the bottom of the sixth as ACGC left runners stranded to head into the seventh inning. In the top of the seventh, the Wildcats looked like they were starting to brew up another rally, but fell flat after leaving 2 runners stranded to head to the bottom of the seventh. The Chargers finally answered back in the seventh inning of action that started with a walk from Mercedes Richter that was followed up by a Reagan Carney single to put runners at first and second with no outs. Emerson Van Meter hit an infield fly for the first out that led to Bella Fagan at the plate. The left fielder hit a single to score Richter and eventually pulled in Carney to tie the ballgame at 3-3 and head into extra innings. ACGC head coach Eric Van Meter describes this key situation in the ballgame.
Her number 8 hitter, I don't know if she's had a base hit on us all year so far. You know, she stepped up and made a huge play for her team at the time. And, you know, they stole, double stole there. And we were kind of hoping not, you know, we're not worrying about base runners and thinking we try to get the batter. And they made a really big play of the game. And we just had to keep grinding and coming back. And, you know, in the seventh, I was kind of hoping we'd get a bigger hit earlier. We were kind of at the right spot of our batting order. Cadence Bowles, I inserted her into our number 9 spot, and she had some really good at-bats, and give her a lot of credit for coming off that bench and doing what she did tonight.
Speaking of Cadence Bowles, the sophomore was able to pull in a crucial at-bat for ACGC in the bottom of the eighth inning after coming in off the bench to go to the plate. Without her plate discipline and key hit, the game may have been a different story.
She's super disciplined. She's be one of our sophomore girls that, you know, had some at-bats earlier in the year and then some other girls kind of took some and has always kept her nose down, worked hard, and I'm really glad to see her. Good things happen to her tonight.
As we're on the topic of the eighth inning, West Central Valley started out with some extra softball with a 3-up, 3-down inning that left it off to Bulls and the Chargers. After Paige Van Meter earned a crucial walk and advanced on a pass ball, she was in perfect scoring position for Cadence Bowles. The sophomore made contact with a hit over to third that was overthrown to first baseman Macy Long, allowing Van Meter to round third and watch another overthrow to home to win the ball game 4-3 and head to the next round of postseason play.
I guess I kind of told the girls we continue to show heart, you know, to come back in that seventh and tie it up and kind of manage, you know, put some pressure on them to see what could happen in the eighth. So about Van Meter, you know, we'll practice tomorrow. We know what they are, so we just go down there and do what we can.
This season was one for the books for ACGC softball as one of the most successful teams in the school's history. At just a few points throughout this program's history, ACGC has been above 500, which has not happened since the 2021 season for the Chargers. With the Chargers continuing to fight back in just about every game, these girls have shown it all through both thick and thin with an impressive season as they now prepare to take on Van Meter.
You want the best for them. So, right. You know, if we can just go out and compete and, you know, we started out the season hot and then we kind of hit the heart, you know, we get Van Meter and I-35 and some of those double headers, which are kind of tough. So we kind of went down and have done a nice job of building back and keeping our heads up. And they've always believed in each other. You could kind of see that tonight. They've had each other's back. And it's just been a good team to be around for the season.
ACGC will move on in postseason play to face off against number one Van Meter this Wednesday, July 10th, while West Central Valley finishes off their season with a 15-18 overall record. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.